This is Bobby.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. This is Justin McCauley with GMP Internet Marketing. How are you doing?
Fine, Justin. How are you?
Hey, doing very well. So we had an appointment to talk this morning. I believe Nicholas set it up a little while back. And to go
yep.
to your website for a consultation, is now still a good time?
Yeah, this is fine.
Okay, great. All right, so first, kind of what we do is we go assess websites to see what criteria they're meeting with Google and why you may or may not be reaching the front page of Google for the organic section for the keywords that you're going after. And as I see, you're currently paying Google to be found, and I'm guessing because you're not on the front page organically. And real quick, this is a pretty simple deal. Are you sitting at a computer?
I am.
Okay, great. Go to a Google search bar for me.
Yep.
And type in S-I-T-E colon, so it's like the two snake eyes.
Yep.
And then www.aed123.com.
Yep.
And what this is going to show is all of the pages that Google sees on your website. So this is every page that Google has crawled. So first I'm going to say that I've done another test on your code, and so Google, your code looks pretty good. It looks really good, actually, better than most. So your website is formatted properly for Google to see it well enough. However, the problem
yep.
is when you look at these pages, and everything in blue is a title tag. That's the title of a page. The problem is that you're not telling your story very well to the search engines. So I assume that you want to be found for, like, the phrase automated external defibrillator, Dallas, and then same for Houston and Austin and San Antonio. The search engines, very simply, they're robots, and they crawl a website, and you literally have to spell it out for them. So right now, if you look at the title of every one of your pages, it'll say, you know, AED123. Which is fine, but that's kind of wasted space because people that already know your business name, they can already find you. So you're trying to be found for people that don't know you exist currently, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is, so you do have a page built for AED and CPR training and AED equipment sales, but when you don't tie a city to it or an area, you're basically trying to be found on a nationwide scale. And so you're trying to play in a much bigger pool, and it's a lot more tough to become more relevant or become the most relevant match when you don't get as specific as you need to be. So there's a number of different keywords that you could be found for, and each one of those needs their own landing pages. So let me show you an example of what one of our clients, what that website looks like, and this may give you a better idea on kind of what I'm talking about. So
okay.
Just go to Google and do a search term and just type in Dallas. Let's do Dallas ADD testing. So this is a learning disability testing company.
Okay.
And I see them as number 3 on Google for me. They're diagnostic-learning.com. It'll be in green there.
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead and click into that page. And what this is a page specifically designed to be found for Dallas ADD and ADHD. In fact, before you click into that, I'm going to show you another one. You can type in Dallas, or let's just go switch cities. Let's type in Austin dyslexia testing.
Okay.
And then what you'll see is diagnostic-learning.com there again, but you'll see the Austin dyslexia assessment testing page. So we're not trying to be found for everything on the home page or even everything on your services page. The key to this whole thing is to build specifically targeted pages for what somebody types in and the area that you want to be found. So go ahead and click on the Austin Dyslexia page for diagnostic learning.
Yep.
All right. So this is an example of what a landing page looks like. This didn't exist before we met this this client. We had this partnership. And so we've created this content that directly speaks to Austin dyslexia assessment testing, and that's 100% unique content. So if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, at the very bottom of the footer, you'll see a link for the sitemap. It's in the dark green.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead and click that. This is where,
yep.
This is where all of your, I'm going to call them extra pages or your targeted pages will reside on your website. So they don't clutter up your navigation. In fact, somebody that just goes to your homepage, they may not know that these pages exist. The only way to land on these pages is by going to Google, typing them in, and they appear because they're the most relevant match to Google. And so you would land on any one of these pages. So you can see for this client, we're targeting things like ADD testing, ADHD, dysgraphia, dyslexia, SAT and ACT student accommodation testing. And then we're targeting all of those same things for Dallas, Frisco, Houston, Plano, and the Woodlands out near Houston. So this is a
yep.
perfect example of what you should be, because you can't be all things to all people on one page. So even though your website does a terrific job of telling your story and letting the actual consumer know what products you have and the type of training you offer and the areas that you service, when it comes to the robots that, you know, Google's crawling your website, you're not doing a very good job of, and that's why you don't see any front page placement from it. And so that's basically what we do. We fix the coding issues, which yours are pretty good. There's one little thing I would change, at least for your home page, that Google can crawl more efficiently. But other than that, let me go find it real quick. I had to test it on the new window. Okay, so your Meta Robots tag, it exists, but it's incorrect. That would need to be fixed. The other is Meta Revisit tags do not exist. We'd have to add those. And then the very last thing is your document weight. Now, again, these things that I'm mentioning, they have a smaller percentage on your overall effect to achieve placement. So there are much larger
yeah.
things like a robot.txt file. That's the first thing that Google looks for when deciding who gets placed where. You either have one or you don't. It's kind of like a traffic cop to the search engine. You do have one. A lot of people don't. An XML version of your sitemap is like a roadmap. We're telling them, hey, go look at my, you know, AED Austin page. Go look at this one in Dallas. You do have an XML sitemap. That's what the search engines prefer to look at over an HTML. Let's see. I mean, you only have one basically front door to your website, which is exactly what you need. So, yeah, it's good. Everything but your code. So, like, your title tag for your home page is just AED123 Texas, but that's not very descriptive for the search engine. So that's all the stuff that we would need to change, and we would need to add 100% unique content to your home page, plus we would want to build an additional 30 or 40 pages for the things that you'd want to be found for.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys do that build yourself?
Yes, sir. Yes, we do. So basically what we would do is we would send you a questionnaire for you to fill out and let us know all the things that you want to be found for. Now, I have a pretty good idea just by looking at your website, but a few questions, I guess. So you have a few different keywords that you'd want to be found for, like automated defibrillator. Let's see here. Hang on a second. Let me go back. So AED, some people who know what that is. Some people might search instead of automated, they might search automatic. So you want to add a couple of different of those types of phrases in, and then you want to have your training classes for the AEDs and then also training classes for CPR if that's something you want to target. That's up to you. So it's, you know, nobody knows your business like you do, so where do you make most of your money? Do you have service plans or an exchange type program? If something is dated, do you exchange it at a discount? You know, those types of things for schools who it's maybe been sitting on a wall for 4 years and it needs to be. I don't know much about it, so I'm just shooting in the dark. But could need to be exchanged.
You're not far off.
Yeah, okay. So something like that. You would let us know that in the questionnaire, but mainly what the questionnaire is going to do is going to help our content writers who are all United States-based. In fact, we've been in business since 98, and we currently have three other companies, each with between 20 and 40 writers that write exclusively for us. So that's how much work we pump out. and we've been able to keep the price down. But we've vetted these writers, and so they're very well qualified. They'll go do their own research as well. But any marketing materials you have or anything that you fill out on the questionnaire that's, you know, what sets you apart from your competitors, have you won any awards, you know, are you fully licensed and insured, you know, any things that make you different than your competitors will allow them to write quality content where we can basically hit the nail on the head right off the bat where there won't be many edits to make. But after you fill out the questionnaire, we'll go do keyword research to find out how people are searching, followed by some of your direction as well, of course, on the things that you want to be found for. And then we have to determine how we want to split up these pages. So our packages are built with just simply a number of pages that need to be targeted. And a lot of that is due to how competitive your industry is and how large of an area that you want to service. So just to give you an example, if we were to build 40 pages, that would allow us to either target five cities. So that would probably be Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and Fort Worth. And then we would go target eight core focuses. So five times eight is 40 pages. And so those focuses would be just like what we discussed. It could be the training, it could be the exchange program, or it could be just regular sales for AED and that type of stuff. So we have to determine how many different things that you want to be found for. And I know you're paying per click, so that would also be helpful for us to look at just to kind of see what traffic you're getting from what phrases. We will go do keyword research as well, of course, to target the most phrases. But some things that set us apart from other SEO companies is first are probably our methodology. A lot of other companies just want to do blogs or they want to do links and those types of things. That's not really a sustainable thing. So we've been doing this since 1998, and we've actually developed our own proprietary software that nobody else has, and it's been 100% successful for us. So how we're different is that we offer a 90-day money-back guarantee where we guarantee front-page placement organically on all the major search engines. So if we fail to achieve that front-page placement, we'll give you all of your money back that you've paid. We've never had to do that. A lot of the reason behind that is, one, our methodology is so sound, but two, we always sell a high enough level of service to stand by our money-back guarantee. So we're kind of like attorneys in the fact that we only take cases we know we can win kind of thing. The other is that we don't require you to sign any long-term contracts. So we earn your business every 30 days. We actually have over a 90% client retention rate. That's over a five-year period. And most of that is with clients who used to pay per click, and then we help them get out of that pay-per-click where they can slowly back it down or eliminate it completely. Some choose to keep it just because it still gets business and it still does pay for itself. It's just more expensive than organic SEO. And organic SEO typically drives 3 to 5 times the traffic and delivers a better quality visitor. As you can see when you did those searches, you are landing right on the page that somebody is specifically looking for, you know, CPR training classes in Dallas, or if we targeted Plano or Frisco or something like that, they would land on that page, and it captures their attention. They stay longer, they view more pages, and it gives your website more opportunities to convert them as a client. So money-back guarantee, no contracts, been in business since 1998, and we have upfront pricing. That's another thing that's a little bit different. Don't charge what we think you can afford. Like I said, it's based on how competitive your industry is and how large of an area that you service. And then also something that's unique about us is we actually have another program that, because our software and methodology is so successful and it works every time, we've actually started selling software licenses to guys looking to start their own business. And so we get them started in this SEO business, and whatever they sell, GMP, we perform the work for it. So currently to date, we have 103 other SEO companies that we perform the work for. And so each one of those guys has done their due diligence before buying into a company and starting their own company with their own attorneys and, you know, looking at reviews and placement examples and everything. So I like to say we're probably the most vetted SEO firm in the country, even though there's not a list for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This is all helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something, and just kind of to refresh my memory, I'm not in a position to make a decision.
Sure.
On this this month. But I would like, this is something we ought to do eventually.
Sure.
This year, and so, you know, if you can send me it's kind of, I don't know, a one page or whatever you have,
mm-hmm.
Just to remind me of the types of things we just discussed.
Yep.
And so I also have your contact info. That would be fantastic as the next step for right now. And then maybe we can follow up in a couple months when timing would be better for us.
Sure. Why don't I put you on the calendar for next month, maybe mid-next month, and check in with you to kind of see how things are coming along.
That's fine.
I can do that. And then what I'll probably just do is I'm just going to send you a link to our website, and it has everything on there. There's videos. There's testimonials. There's a list of all of our services and packages. When you look at the packages,
perfect.
Like I said, we have upfront pricing, but for your particular business, and we also did something at a show special, it's called Let's Make a Deal. So when you look at the level five, which I would probably recommend you do because you're going to be going after all major cities, just to give you an idea of pricing, that's $6,000 up front and $599 per month. And that may be more than you're paying now. But the Let's Make a Deal thing is you give me an offer on where you feel comfortable, and then I can say, okay, yes, I can do it at that price, or I can do maybe a few less pages and still guarantee the work and everything else. So don't let the price scare you. We'll work something out. I just know this will work very, very well for you, and you'll be more than pleasantly surprised. And in fact, over 80% of our clients upgrade on their own. So I know we can help you grow and do a lot for you. So what is your email address, Bobby?
Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at AED123.com.
All right, that's easy. All right, well, I'm going to shoot you that, and then I will put it on my calendar to follow up in just over a month or so. And I look forward to speaking with you. Have a good, great start to your new year.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Thanks for the call.
Uh-huh. Bye.